medicine with you this morning. Now, if you've been watching the Australian Open and every now and then you think, oh, do I know that voice? Is that voice familiar? Well, if you know Simon Merrick, you're probably correct. He's the Central Hunter Commander for the SES from Singleton, and he joins me this morning because he is part of a Behind the Line project that the Australian Open have done. How are you doing this morning, Simon?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Now, tell me, this Behind the Line project, essentially, you are one of the pre-recorded voices saying out or fault at the Australian Open, and they've chosen the voices of local community heroes to be a part of this.
They have, and I was fortunate enough to be selected to represent the New South Wales SES as one of those voices.
That's awesome. So how did they pick you, or how did they find you, I guess?
The Australian Open and Tennis Australia contacted New South Wales SES looking for a representative.
Yeah.
In January this year, I was involved as part of a larger team on a multi-agency rescue, and there was some footage of a rescue that took place around the January area in a flood rescue situation.
Yeah.
And my name was put forward to be the nomination.
That's awesome. So tell me about that rescue in Pocolbin earlier this year.
Oh, okay. Around midnight on the 4th of January, there was a request for assistance for two people that had driven a four-wheel drive and had unfortunately been swept off a causeway in the Hunter area. It was a multi-agency flood rescue response, including New South Wales Police, New South Wales SES and Ambulance. And when we arrived on scene, the police had located the occupants of the vehicle some 60 metres from the causeway, clinging to a tree branch in fast-moving water. The team, which was approximately 16 people, developed a plan, and we executed that plan to bring the people to shore one at a time, and then involved myself swimming into the water and recovering the occupants one person at a time, and then them being transported to an awaiting ambulance for checkup.
Quite the rescue.
It was. It was a very good team effort to be part of, and it was performed safely and, I guess, with the desired outcome.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how long have you been with the SES, Simon?
I joined the Singleton SES in 1999, so 22 years.
Oh, wow, you would have seen a few things over those years.
I've been involved in a lot of the large events, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the big ones and noteworthy, I guess, was I spent some time in the hailstorm in 99 in Sydney, in the 2007 Hunter floods, and
yes.
Yeah, more recently the 2015 superstorm in the Hunter area.
Yeah. Are there, obviously, the rescue early this year, are there any other rescues in particular that sort of stick in mind?
I think the 2015 superstorm, as an agency, we had 162 flood rescues during that event, and we went in the Hunter area nearly 24 hours of performing back-to-back rescues, and there were multiple rescues right across the Hunter and across the Central Coast as well.
Mm-hmm.
In that period, with people on roofs and on cars and all those sort of things that we had to perform.
So with what you do, I mean, I see what you do as being part of the SES, our Fireys, our Ambos. You are just so brave, and, you know, some of the situations that you would be thrown into are, you know, could be so unpredictable. What made you in 1999 decide that you wanted to be in the SES? What prompted you?
Most volunteers, and I guess for myself as well, we volunteer our time for whatever it be, whether it be the SES or even if it's just a community group. We volunteer because we like to help our community, and we like to put others before ourselves and help people in their time of need. And I guess I'm no different to that. I really enjoy supporting my local community, whether it be with the SES or otherwise. I like to give back.
Yeah, that's awesome. So with the Australian Open, what are you saying? What is the voice of yours that has been recorded?
it was an interesting experience. And like most things in 2020, it was done over a Zoom call.
Yeah.
They had words such as fault, out, deuce, wheel fault, foot fault, just to name a few.
Deb, you sat and watched the Australian Open and just sort of popped those words in there every now and then while you're watching it?
I definitely haven't added the words to it. I think hearing myself once would be enough, but I didn't need to add any more to it.
So have you heard yourself?
I have.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I mean, Simon, you are a fantastic member of the SES. You know, what you do for our community, we can't thank you enough, particularly in those situations when we are at our most vulnerable and need someone like yourself to come to our rescue. So thank you so much for everything you do, and thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you for the time.